Good evening. Welcome back. Sound like a wonderful crew, and we certainly are happy to have you back tonight. Miss Joan, can you say hi?
I said hello to everybody. We're just thrilled to have everybody here, and we are anticipating a visit from Archangel Michael tonight.
The big guy's on his way, so hang on. We'll start with channeling by Joan, and the Archangels have requested that questions only be about the evening's topic and be short and concise so that everybody has a chance to ask a question. And when you make these questions about tonight's topic, what you do is expand the teaching for you and the entire group. So that's really important. I have one question from the group tonight, and I'll start it off with that question after Michael has chatted with us. Then we'll get it rolling. So
everybody will take a deep breath, and as you exhale, kind of begin to relax, center yourself in your heart, and let go of all the thoughts and events of the day. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I have come to make my presence known to you, first of all, because in these gatherings, I normally come to help you center yourself and get ready for the Archangel or the Master that is coming to speak. And I wish to do so this evening. But I have another purpose in coming, not just to announce Archangel Michael, but to tell you that all of we archangels gather whenever you gather on these calls to support the teaching that is being given, to support you in the most easy and graceful way that you can accept it and integrate it into your energetic system. You are very important, beloved, to the entire collective consciousness of Earth at this time. So the more coherency that you hold within yourself, the more that you benefit the collective consciousness of Earth, for you are one with that collective consciousness. So let us begin this session in the Sacred Heart. So as you breathe in love, exhale light, and breathe in light, that beautiful, undifferentiated light of Source. And exhale the undifferentiated love into all parts of creation, and especially into the earth. The beautiful earth. See that earth energy. Begin to light up because you have given freely of your love and your light, not just to the collective consciousness, but to Mother Earth herself, so that all of the elementals join in complete resonance with your presence and begin to transform some of those denser energies so that Earth begins to resonate as that Christed energy that it was originally given. See the beautiful, beautiful Christed energy within Earth, within that Christed matrix that was placed there in the heart of Earth. And see how radiant Earth has become because of your interaction your ability to share the love and the light that is within you, and you give it so freely and generously. So this evening, we dedicate this gathering, this teaching, and the energies that we all create together in our collective consciousness to benefit the transformation of Earth. Sit with me a moment longer and allow your heart, your mind, and your energies to interface with the heart of Earth. Now, as we all stay in this resonant field of love with each other and with Earth, let us invite Archangel Michael to come forth and to speak. Greetings. It is I, Michael. I am delighted to be here with you this evening, and I have come for a very specific reason. Mother Mary, in the last three gatherings, has delivered some very important messages and made you very aware of undifferentiated love and light. And she had begun to build a unity consciousness within your consciousness, but most importantly, within your body. A unity within your body, within your thoughts and your emotions. This undifferentiated love and light are not just words, beloved. They are energetic templates that bring about a more resonant form of unity that can be utilized by everyone and help raise the consciousness of all humanity on Earth, as well as the consciousness of Earth and the elementals. I have come to expand a little on that concept. She briefly talked to you about how that undifferentiated love and light has always been a part of you. You were created in it. It is who you are at an energetic level. But she also told you that that undifferentiated love and light was held in the 11th chakra of your chakra system. Now, as Earth begins to step into the fifth dimensional state of consciousness, it's of prime importance that we seat in the physical body that undifferentiated love and light, because it brings about two energetics that are key in integrating a fifth dimensional state of consciousness. First is love. Fifth dimension is based in an energetic template of love and unity. So it is this undifferentiated love and light that reside in your 11th chakra that is of prime importance in not only helping you maintain that consciousness of fifth dimension, but allows you to step into that multidimensional level of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional expressions and creations. It helps those who are not as conscious as you are to become a little more aware. So I'm not wishing to go into a lot of technical details here, but there is one specific part of this whole system that would be very helpful for you to have. There is a star tetrahedron that resides in your energy field. It is a beautiful, brilliant sapphire blue, and it sits above the crown chakra. This is the energetic interface between the lower seven chakras that relate to your physicality and the seven chakras above that that relate to you in a non-physical energetic expression as part of your soul spirit expression, and helps you bring unity within that entire 14 chakra system. So if you will take a deep breath now, close your eyes, and begin to visualize this beautiful star tetrahedron sitting just above your crown. See how radiant that star tetrahedron is. And notice how it spins, spinning and spinning and spinning. And in that vibration and in that spinning rotation, it begins to set up a unified corridor or pathway that comes from the seven chakras above your crown and flows all the way down the center channel of your body through the all seven chakras that reside in your energy field of your body. And they are anchored not just in that first chakra, but go below the first chakra and are anchored in the earth, in that Christed matrix. So you have this spiraling of energy from the 14th chakra down the center channel of your body and into Mother Earth. So she benefits from the coherency that you are creating in your field, this unity consciousness, the undifferentiated love and light that is flowing through this center channel. And it too is rotating and spinning from the 14th chakra all the way through down into the Christed matrix of Earth. And then it spirals all the way up that center channel, up through that 14th chakra, and enters into the creative realms of the all that is. What a beautiful energetic expression. And that star tetrahedron is a key component in building this unified field, this unified flow of energy up and down. It is the spinning of that star tetrahedron that creates the unity that is required and helps to maintain that very refined energy within the center channel of your body that extends to all parts of your body, and all parts of your energetic field. So you have this beautiful unified field of energy, of undifferentiated love and light, and unity consciousness. What a beautiful thing you are creating with me this evening. It benefits you tremendously. But not only that, because you are one with all that is in creation. You are not separate from me, from the archangels, the master realm, or any part of creation. And now your consciousness of your body and your energetic system are reflecting that within yourself and within your unified field of expression. It becomes very, very conscious to you. You're very aware of it. And you see yourself in that unity with the elementals, the earth, and all parts of creation. So we are not, we archangels, we lords of light, the Elohim, all parts of creation are never separate from you. We are not far away and above you. We are resonating with you within this energy field. This is so important to get seated within you at this time and within the earth, because it stimulates those still in the sleep state to awaken. But most importantly, when they awake at a state of consciousness that many of you had to work very diligently to create. And because of what you have done, and the value that you have brought to the earth, those awakening benefit tremendously because they awaken ready to transform their consciousness and transform themselves. Now, I am very anxious to interact with you in a conversation about this. You can talk to me about your experience, what you've experienced as I have led you in seeing that star tetrahedron and creating that coherent flow of energy. You can ask questions that relate to that so that you not only are clear about the concepts and the way you use the energy, but in ways that you can personally use it to enhance your life experience and to maintain that coherence within your energy system at all times.
Thank you, Michael. We have one of our listeners has sent in a question. Question: I often see sparks of light around me. It seems most frequently they are white sparks. However, I've also seen blue, green, and sometimes purple and pink sparks. Are these sparks always my angels and guides, or are they ever archangels or ascended masters? Could you help me with this, please?
Yes. They are all of those things. Because what you are seeing is the energies that are present within your unified field. That field, that unified field, is not static. It is very alive and dynamic. So what you are seeing are the energetics of what is in your field. You are not separate from us, from we archangels or the masters. And some of these sparkling color codes that you are beginning to see are filled with vibrations, information, knowledge, color codes of the green of love, the extensiveness of that green coating. You are seeing some of the red. You are seeing the yellow, which is the Christed mind. You are seeing the blue, that beautiful, vibrant blue that has to do with the emotions, lifting your emotions into higher ranges. That magenta pink, which is a higher vibration of love than what you normally experience. It is very related to that undifferentiated love and light. So you are seeing many things. You are seeing the vibrancy of your energetic field. And you are beginning to know yourself as part of a massive, creative, collective consciousness. It's not just you as that individual in a body called Jane or Mary or Tom or Jerry. Any of those things. You are a massive energetic field of creative energy. Very good question. And I think it helps all of you listeners beginning to understand how vibrant your energetic field is.
Thank you, Michael. That's wonderful. I'm sure that that will really help one of our listeners. So, who gets to be first now?
Hello, Michael. It's Yule.
Hi.
I bring light to the location where I am.
Yes, you do.
Should I travel more?
Should I go more
to the places? Yeah.
Yes. If that is your desire, most certainly, because wherever you go, your unified field goes with you, and you are expressing your Christed nature. You are being that vibrant, dynamic energy that is within your field. Yes, if you desire to travel, travel. And when you are home, be very conscious of how that translates into the area in which you live. So wherever you go, you take that energy with you and you transmit it wherever you are.
When I decided to translate energy to the earth, can I ask you to join me?
Most certainly I would be delighted. Never be reluctant to call on any of us, because most times we stand side by side, heart to heart with you anyway. It's just bringing that into your conscious awareness. So most definitely, call on me often.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hi. My question is, how do we work with the archangels to help in areas that are affected by earth changes, like in Nepal right now?
It's very simple. You just ask for us to be present in that area to support those who are having difficulty, who are having to be in the midst of those earth changes. And it is your love in your heart and all of the vibrations that you send to that area to help the earth recover, to help the earth realign its tectonic plates so that there is a greater resonance of light available to the residents of that area. So all you have to do is, with your intention and the love that is within you, just send it forth into a specific area, such as the area that is so affected now on your earth. Send it into the earth and ask us to be present with all beings who are in the midst of this kind of realignment that sometimes causes a lot of trauma that is not understood. And we will be there ministering to them, supporting them. We are there now. We are very devoted to humanity, regardless of their location on planet Earth. We are here to support all, not just a few, but every part of humanity, and most importantly, those who suffer.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, Michael. I have a question for you. The other day, I was at a restaurant, and I had this vision. I was looking at everybody in the restaurant, and I saw this pink thread that started from their crown to the heavens. I mean, so everybody looked like they were connected to the heavens through this pink thread.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me what I saw? And when I am connecting with the undifferentiated love and light, it is such a joy to know that I can call on you and we can do it together. I mean, that's just wonderful. And doing it by myself, my mind is wondering, am I doing this right?
Yes, you are always doing it right, beloved, because you are being you, that individualized Christed expression. So you cannot do it wrong. That's number one. Number two, and I'm sure you know this, but I know you need clarification because you still doubt yourself a little. That what you are seeing is that undifferentiated love that is beginning to penetrate all of humanity, regardless of their state of consciousness.
You're kidding.
No. That pink is part of the heart essence. It's part of the love that is within the hearts of all men, women, children, that undifferentiated love that is beginning to come into the forefront of their consciousness.
Wow.
It's a more collective vibration than an individual vibration. But soon, when they get it at a collective level, they can translate that into their individualized expression, their uniqueness of who they are. How beautiful that you saw that.
I cannot believe it. This probably was way before Mother Mary shared this with us.
Well, it was there all along, honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
But it just brought it more clearly into your consciousness because the concept was put into place very precisely by Mother Mary, so that you could begin to use it consciously and powerfully.
Wow.
But it's always been there, always, since the moment of your inception.
And I have had some instances where people just freak out around me. They just explode. What? Is it me? Is it what's going on? Not with me, just around me.
Is this a negative or a positive?
Oh, a negative. Oh, very negative.
You stir up things.
Yeah, they're just freaking out.
Because of your presence, because there is such a variance in the energetic templates. So you stir up change.
Wow.
So just bless them and send them love so that they can change and they can be more aware.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to say anything. You just be who you are.
Yes, and it used to affect me because I'm so perceptive and sensitive, but not anymore. It's beautiful. I just observe them, and wow, I don't get involved. It doesn't affect me anymore. I just observe it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
all my
thank
love,
you.
All my blessings.
Well, hello, Michael. Thank you so much for coming to us and being here all the time. And my question is, when this energy field is going all the time, even when we're not consciously running it, and yet we've still been asked to consciously run it. So I'm curious, what's the difference between when we're going about our business and for lack of a better word, forgetting about it, and when we're focusing on, you know, we're sitting in our chair in the quiet and we're actually running it, or we remember in a moment, you know, when we're out and about and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm going to run this energy. What's the difference between when we're conscious of it and not conscious of it?
When you are conscious of it, you are increasing the vibrations of it. You are increasing the dynamic of it. When you are just allowing it to flow, it is very resonant. It's very coherent in its expression. But every time you focus on it and you run it, you enhance it, you build it, you increase it, and it makes it much more potent. So in times that you're not conscious of it, if in those times, sometimes where you are in environments or you are triggered or you are reactive because of the denser energy of either your environment or the collective consciousness, sometimes that draws on your energy and somewhat diminishes it. It can never take it totally away. So when you are consciously running that energy, spinning it, and increasing that vibration, you are constantly regenerating in it and increasing it. You see?
I do, and I see now that I really need to be spending a lot more attention on it. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Yes. Namaste, Michael.
Namaste.
My question is, I've been running the Golden Undifferentiated Love Light for a while now,
mm-hmm.
consciously, and I think, well, this is just kind of a comment. I think I used to call it my Golden Dolphin Consciousness because when I started running this, it felt very like I've been aware of it for a while.
Yeah.
And I think I just called it something different.
But well, there is no separation in the expression of that energy, whether you call it dolphin energy, the dolphins use it. And so there is no separation, and that's why there is that familiarity, because it's all expansive. It radiates throughout not just humanity, but all Earth energy, all parts of Earth, great dolphin beings, the whales. There are many different types of expressions on Earth today that radiate that love. Your house pets, dogs, cats, you know, it's been said that they are vehicles for unconditional love. It's because they're so devoted to you that they resonate with you in that unity of that expression of the undifferentiated love. So all parts of the Earth energy radiate with some portion of that undifferentiated love and light.
Well, it's beautiful, I must say.
Yeah. Well, thank you for using it and expanding it and sharing it.
I consciously intended to run 24/7 and just flow out of my energy field in blessing to whatever comes into my sphere of influence.
Yes.
But now my question, it seems as though the star tetrahedron is like another layer in a blueprint.
Yes, and, you are correct.
Okay. And I'm kind of, I'm a tad confused because I usually am the first time you bring this up, if I bring something new up. The star tetrahedron brings in the unity consciousness of heaven, of, you know,
of
the ascended all
now. Of creation, all parts of the Godhead, of prime creator, of source, of all things, all parts of creation, whether it has form or not. And that star tetrahedron is a very important geometric configuration. It's an energetic configuration that has many uses, applications, but it's always an unlimited amount of energy that is within that configuration.
Okay, with the undifferentiated love light seems to be unlimited as well.
Yes, and that's a very... That the particular one that I spoke of this evening is a very important one, that application of the star tetrahedron in that particular configuration.
So how do they work together? Do they, is it like a multiplication table? Does it like just multiply something, or do you get more clarity or creativity? Because aren't you standing in for all of you, in a physical sense, maybe.
Well, no. Let's go back to the star tetrahedron. The star tetrahedron configuration. There is no separation in any application, and it does all of those things that you said. It enhances. It magnifies, regardless of where you use it in the application. The star tetrahedron is also a big portion of that, the Merkaba field that you create, a vehicle.
Oh.
So that particular geometric energetic configuration has many applications and uses. And every time you use it for a specific application, such as that sapphire blue star tetrahedron that builds that unity and coherence within the 14 chakra system, it enhances it, it magnifies it, it expands it exponentially. So every time it is used for a specific application, it is used in a more dynamic, powerful way.
Okay.
Okay. Don't think about it too hard. Just use it.
Okay.
Because
okay, so
you'll get your rational mind in the way of it. Just experience it. Thank you.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Jana.
Yes. Could you please enlighten a little bit, illuminate the sapphire blue star tetrahedron with our Adam Cadman light body, the seven layers of light body, please?
It's very related to that because it builds that coherence within your 14 chakra system. To fully integrate your light body into your physicality so that it operates in light, the transformation of the physical body to light, which is the light body,
mm-hmm.
is a requirement, an energetic requirement, in order to be able to function in the Adam Cadman body, to actually bring that Adam Cadman body back into your energetic system, the use of it. So that star tetrahedron is a key component in that it builds the coherence within the 14 chakra system, which is also a requirement of activating the light body. Those 14 chakras have to be functioning coherently.
As above, so below. As within, so without.
Correct. Correct.
So it would be confluence then?
It would be coherently.
Coherent.
Energetically, coherently functioning. That's a very good question.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
I greatly appreciate having this opportunity to speak with you, so thank you very much.
You are welcome.
My question is about what you were just speaking about with the star tetrahedron and the energy going from the 14th chakra to the center of the earth. I heard you use the word spiraling, and in my mind, I see energy moving up and down in a straight line, and not that that's particularly important, but it changed my image. So I'm just wondering, does energy generally travel in a spiral, and does it spiral right through the star tetrahedron? And is that like the connection between the upper seven and the lower? Does it change as it goes through that star tetrahedron?
Yes, it does change it. And the spiraling, with the movement of the spiral, rather than just a static frequency of light, the spiraling creates a vibration, an increased vibration. You are increasing the vibration within yourself and within your chakras and within the unified field. And as it spirals up and down that center channel of the body, the vibrations of the chakras are increased and refined. And as it comes through that star tetrahedron from the lower chakras all the way through the 14th and then back from the 14th all the way down through that star tetrahedron, not only is the coherence increased within the chakra system, but the unity concept is beginning to seat itself in your consciousness and in the consciousness of the body. The body has a consciousness. So this unity piece is very important in maintaining the coherence, not only within the energetic system of the body, the 14 chakra system, but within the consciousness in regards to unity within the body. So that takes in a multiple range within the body, the physicality, the way the glandular system functions, the way the communication between the glands functions. So there is coherency within the way the chemicals are produced in a balanced way, the way the hormones, so that you always are maintaining within this coherency and this unity within the body, you maintain health and well-being of the body, longevity. So there's another part of that within the mental-emotional body. Unity within that body is so important for you to create very powerfully because you create with your thoughts and your emotions. So when there is coherence and unity within that body, you create very powerfully and precisely. So there is unity also within the neurology of the body, which takes in all of the cells, the neurons of the brain, the neurological system. All of that has to come into unity functioning. So you see that it's not just the consciousness, it's the unity of all parts of you that is of prime importance at this time to bring it all into that unity function, so that the body begins to be a fifth dimensional vehicle and then a multidimensional vehicle that you as soul spirit use to express yourself as the divine Christed being that you are. Now I know that was a long answer, but that in a nutshell, is why this is so important and why we have taken up so many sessions on undifferentiated love and light and this unity concept.
Thank you very much. That was a beautiful answer.
You are so welcome. Thank you. That was a wonderful question. These are the types of questions we want you to ask, because when you ask the question, more is given. We only give you an overview at the beginning of this conversation. And when each one of you takes that overview, that condensed version, and asks questions, then we can expand on it because you're ready to have the answer. You see?
Hello.
Hello, Vera.
Hi. Oh, yes, it's Vera here. I was in another conversation. I just stepped in towards the end, and I've been enjoying listening to everyone. In relation to the star tetrahedron, that means we who consciously are living inside it, and we are all connected. Does it also mean that those who are not in that consciousnessness, is the star tetrahedron also part of their evolution?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's wonderful news. So that would create a totally new world, in a sense, then?
Yes, it would, wouldn't it? And you're the vehicle to bring that into the collective consciousness. Isn't that marvelous?
Yeah, suddenly I just saw every star tetrahedron were just connected. And I want to ask, I know there is a planetary constellation that's going to happen towards the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of very powerful, and some are talking about it in earthquake terms and critical terms, and I wonder if you could aid an understanding towards this powerful constellation that's going to happen soon.
It is a very powerful constellation, but why do you have to view my question to humanity in general, not you specifically, why do you have to view it sometimes from the most negative perspective? From fear.
Yes.
Are we going to survive if all these earth changes take place? Instead, view it from changes that have to be made, and view it from the energy that you can contribute to these changes to come forth with ease and grace and power instead of disaster, cataclysm, devastation. So you are very, very powerful beings when you operate as a collective.
Yes.
So you can use these energies and direct them in the most beneficial ways instead of dwelling on possibilities for disaster that are based in fear.
Exactly. So how could we use for this opportunity to sit? Could you give an example of that for this towards the end of May that would benefit this event?
Exactly. Use your field, your unified field that is resonant, that is resonating that undifferentiated love and light in a very powerful way to bond with these energies and create the changes with ease and grace through the undifferentiated love and light of the all that is, which includes you.
Yes.
And putting that into the energies of the electromagnetic fields of the earth so that these changes come about with ease. Yes, and this is what you can contribute. This is one of the reasons Archangel Gabriel came and had you focus on connecting with the earth, benefiting Mother Earth with your Christed energy because of the possibility of these changes coming in very powerfully. So you can temper that power and direct it in the most beneficial ways. You can connect with the elemental as they powerfully bring forth these changes.
Yes. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Hi. So as we tap into the blue star tetrahedron above our crown chakra, Michael, and do it in a conscious manner, will that help us to connect to that our multidimensional selves that are experiencing other pieces and other dimensions more consciously?
Absolutely, because you have brought coherence to your personal energetic field so that you can begin to operate in that multidimensional field of creation. So you are navigating not only a fifth dimensional consciousness, but you access sixth and seventh, and you have the ability, because of the coherence you have built within your system, to bring forth and use those templates to create in your fifth dimensional state of how you navigate on earth and in a body.
So throughout the day, really kind of be conscious of that and connect into it in a conscious manner.
Yes, yes, because you increase the vibration and the coherency of the 14 chakra system, which brings unity into your body and into all parts of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. I have two questions for you. I believe I'm surrounded by archangels and benevolent beings. However, at times it doesn't feel tangible. So I was wondering, how would I bring this into my conscious awareness and feel the vibration as a tangible feeling? And then the other question was, is the star tetrahedron also known as the Merkaba or the Merkaba?
The Merkaba is a variation and an application of the star tetrahedron.
Okay.
Now, to your other question, which is a very important question that many people ask. How do I connect more more consciously with the archangels and the benevolent beings that are there for me? Where you feel or you believe, let me phrase it that way, you believe that this is something you have to try to do, and you doubt that even though you know they are surrounding you, that you doubt that they are there, and therefore you do not have a tangible feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you enter a room and you can sense certain energies of people?
Yeah.
Have you had that? It's the same thing. The archangels have a very definite energetic expression. So it's just in believing and trusting yourself that you can feel their presence if you wish, if you desire, and you get out of your own way. You will feel them, and you will begin to discern when they are expressing themselves as a collective energy or when they are expressing themselves in a more individual expression so that you can relate to them more personally. So take a moment here with me. Take a deep breath. Clear your mind. You know I am with you here now. And I'm going to push my presence more into your field. I'm coming closer to you now. Feel my presence and begin to recognize my energetic imprint. Feel me. You know I am here because you have asked a question of me. Feel my presence. Very tangible. Do you feel me?
Yes.
Yes. That's all there is to it. Becoming aware, trusting yourself, believing in yourself, not in me, in yourself. You have that ability. You are clairsentient. It's part of your makeup. So you have the support of this vast collective energy that has gathered this evening. But you can do this by yourself. You can do this in your quiet time. You don't even have to practice. Just be aware that the archangelics are always with you and begin to feel us as a collective state and then begin to feel us as we interact with you. I will come forth often so that you begin to know this a little more easily. But there are others who will come.
Yes, I'd like.
Just acknowledge us. That's all you have to do. And it will be very tangible.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you for asking that question. You know, we're very, very devoted to you, to all of humanity in these times of change. And we're here for you. And we love it when you recognize us and that it is more tangible to you in that feeling.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
My question is regarding the star tetrahedron.
Yes.
Is a quality, I'm sure there's many, but is one quality male, female, and balancing of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is the divine energy of that masculine feminine that was split at the fall of consciousness. And so when it is unified in the expression in your field, it becomes that very coherent, unified expression of the star tetrahedron. Exactly.
So then we are balancing it within ourselves, and as we run it, we're balancing it in all of Earth and humanity on Earth.
Correct, because you're bringing the balance in your body. And therefore, humanity can relate to that because it's brought through the physical expression.
Okay. And is the blue color always blue?
Sometimes that tetrahedron changes color according to the application.
Okay.
So sometimes you will see it as a brilliant white light.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you will see it as green, but that sapphire blue is a very common color code that you will see in the star tetrahedron. But yes.
And one more question, if I may.
You most certainly may.
Thank you. I have been considering and seeing this application being used in a fashion, which I haven't seen the clear picture yet, on individuals. What can you tell me about that?
You see that configuration within people or as an application?
As an application, me applying an application to an individual.
That's a very powerful application, yes, to imprint that energetic. If you are in the healing practice, is this
That's what
you...
I'm considering, yes.
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 So these individuals come to you for healing. So when you place that star tetrahedron in an area that is in need of hearing, of healing, you facilitate bringing coherence and that undifferentiated love and light and unity into that area of the body, which is in dis-ease. It isn't functioning coherently, and therefore it begins to cause disease within the body. So yes, most definitely use it. It is a very powerful tool for a healer to use.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you. This has been these have been wonderful questions. This has been a wonderful gathering here this evening.
Okay, I think we have time for one more. And
hello.
Hi. Hi. Based on that last question, can I please ask one more question?
Yes, you may.
Utilizing the star tetrahedron, say you're swimming in a body of water. Can you put that application into the body of water to help it cleanse?
To help it cleanse?
Yeah. You know, it's like the pollution, the stuff that we've done to water. If you're just there, can you take the star tetrahedron and utilize it in a healing mode to the water?
You most certainly can, because you will change the vibration of the molecules of the water.
Okay, and you would do it with your intention?
Correct.
Okay, so which is why I'm saying if I'm swimming, because then I'm in a meditative state usually. Unless I'm chatting to somebody.
But, yeah. And the fact that you have it within your body, within your energetic field, only amplifies that, the molecules of the water, because your body is in the water as you generously share that energy of coherency, unity, love, into the molecules of the water, which alters the water and brings a more healthful state to the water.
Okay, does it naturally just happen, or am I intentioning this?
You are intending it. You are emanating it from the unity of your field into the molecules of the water.
Okay, so now what if I'm not quite unified?
The star tetrahedron is an energetic of undifferentiated love and light and unity. That energetic is coherent within the star tetrahedron configuration. So if you in your body are using it to build that coherence and unity, it's irrelevant whether you have achieved it or not. The configuration of the star tetrahedron and the energetics that it contains is whole and complete unto itself. So when you put that into the water with your intention, it goes in a very pure, dynamic, energetic state.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you all for your questions. They were all excellent. And can you see how this one topic got expanded by each one of you who asked a question? They were all relevant. They were all needed. And the group benefited, the collective consciousness of the group. Even those who were not present in this meeting benefited, because they will listen to it. They are still part of the collective consciousness of this Ask the Archangel collective. Even when they cannot attend personally, the energetics are there, and those that attend expand those energetics by the questions that are asked. So thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you, beloveds, in this way. Thank you for participating with us, and we look forward to being with you in the next meeting. But know that as we gather in this next meeting, it is a very auspicious group that gathers. We are with you always. There is no separation between us, regardless whether we're meeting or not. We are with you always in great love. Thank you, beloveds.
Thank you, Michael, our dear friend. What a wonderful evening, and we so much appreciate your presence this evening. It was magnificent. Now for the group. Our next monthly meeting of the Ask the Archangels will take place on June the 9th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, as always, if you cannot make the session live and have a question, please send me an email and I will ask it for you. And again, please don't forget, keep those cards and letters coming and that feedback. It was so helpful for all of us. Again, we thank you all for listening this evening, and we wish you the best. Please smile for us. Blessings.
Good night, all. Thank you for being with us.